Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday morning it is here in Connecticut, and I pray that wherever you are in the world and you are listening, that you are experiencing a gorgeous day wherever you are. Again, it is a privilege for me to be on this broadcast with you this morning. And you, as usual, you know that I do not take this lightly, because I know you could be doing so many other things, but yet you have made the decision to click onto my show, and I find that as a blessing and a privilege. As usual, as you know, once a month or so, instead of having a guest on, I decide to do a teaching. And this segment today is one of those days when I will be teaching on what's your definition of success. And yes, I will be sharing my definitions with you. I will be giving you some bullet points as well as some pointers. However, I encourage you to call in and share with me what is your definition of success. And you can do that by calling in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And let us make this an extremely, extremely energetic, inspiring, and exciting episode for today's show. So without any other delay, I want to go into the teaching for today. What is your definition of success? And for those of you who might be in the chat room, I'm asking you to bear with me, because my small chat room is not functioning. So I will need to be flipping back and forth through the traditional chat and the mini chat. So bear with me. You know that my strength is not in multitasking. So if you're there and if you type something and I do not respond, it's because I am focusing on the teaching. So that's more the reason why you need to call in and let me hear your beautiful voice on the phone. So again, the number to do that is 646-915-8166. 915-816-8166. So, what is your definition of success? And each of us has our own definition of success. Oftentimes, I get into conversation with some people, and they have their wires kind of intertwined with the success definition and the wealth definition, and a lot of people are struggling there. So, what is your definition of success? And there are no wrong or right answers to that. You need to define your own definition of success, because everyone is looking to achieve success, and rightfully so. How can you achieve something that you cannot define? Only you can answer that question. And we are going to spend the entire show today, 2 hours, speaking about this. I'm going to be sharing my insight on that, giving you some bullet points. But I do pray that you too will call in and share what your definition of success is. You need to define success. Know what it means for you. You, the individual, not your spouse, not your co-worker, not your boss, not your children, not your community. You, your meaning. What does it mean for you? Because unless you have a clear vision of what success is for you, you cannot work towards it. That's the bottom line. You know, they always say, if you don't know where you're going, and you just begin to travel, you won't know when you get there. So in other words, you'll be going around in circles chasing your own shadow. So you must know what you are about. One definition for success. Success means different things to different people, as I said. For some, success is monetary. Because money is measurable. However, not for every person. For others, they have a million different meanings and definitions for success. There are different areas that people measure successes in. You can measure success in your career or work or vocation. It can be in your health, emotional success, time, and of course, financial. As an example, one can be successful in their career, but yet, when you look at them emotionally, they are a basket case. So, of course, the information I'm giving you here, it's not really a solid guideline for you to say, well, this is what Daphne said on the show, and this is what I'm going to use to mark my success. It's a guideline. And I want for you to define your own success. And you can use these as a guideline for yourself. To find your own definition of success, you need to dig deep, 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 deep inside of you. And you need to ask yourself valuable questions. You know, they say to get the right answers, you need to be asking the right question. And this is a time when you will need to dig deep in and ask questions. Oftentimes, I remember in the early times of my career, when I my profession as a nurse, and then after that, I went into the Festival Commission. After that, I went into sell Sure Home Chemicals, to sell chemicals. That was in Jamaica. Then I went back to working at the public health. And during those times, as I diligently seek to identify my success and to define my success, the areas that I concentrated on at those times was two areas. I focused on my strengths, and at the time, I labeled them as weaknesses. However, I must point out to you that as I kept on investing in who I am and I have grown, I no longer look at areas of weaknesses. Instead, I focus on areas of improvement. So, in other words, they are just areas that are not strong yet. And as I put majority of my focus and energy on my strengths, then those areas that needs improvement begin to balance up the scale, and those tend to improve. So I want for you to do that. Ask yourself this question. What are some of the areas that I need to improve and enhance? And what are the areas that I am extremely strong in? Now, it is okay to ask others to help you identify those areas, because there are times when we are extremely modest. And because we were born and raised to think that you don't brag or you don't show off, a lot of times you are not giving yourselves the accolade that you deserve. So ask a mentor, ask a confidant, ask a coach, what are the areas I'm strong in and what are the areas you think I need to improve on? What things are important to you? What things are important to you? By answering these questions, you can then become much closer to your definition of success. Is health and nutrition important to you? Is spirituality important to you? Is community involvement important to you? Is friendship important to you? Relationships, intimacy, what is important to you? Only you know how to define and answer those questions. Be aware that this can be a long, long process. I know that we live in a world of microwave results, and everybody wants it now, wants it now, wants it now. And you must be patient with yourself. I want to welcome guest 829 to the chat. We are discussing today, what's your definition of success? And please feel free to call in and share what your definition is. The number to do that is 646-915-8166. So, when you can answer those questions for yourself about what's important for you, what's your strength, and what are the areas that you want to work on to improve, after that, after you identify these areas, you will need to categorize them and be patient with yourself, because it's a process. Everything in life is a process. So do not rush yourself. Take time. Work in your own pace, not in the pace of someone else. Only you know how much time you need to accomplish the result that you're seeking for. You may not get the answer quickly. Doesn't mean that you will not get the answer. And it is all right to wait so long as you are not procrastinating. You know, they say you can eat a whole elephant, but you can do that one bite at a time. So do not rush yourself. Define your measure of success one at a time. This way, you will not become overwhelmed and you will not become burnt out. So, if you're going to work on health and nutrition, work on health and nutrition. If it is spirituality, work on spirituality. Decide how many months you want to work on each area and it will help you. Let's look at your career or vocation as one of the first examples. What would your definition of success be for your career? I want you to jot that down on the paper, or if you want to call in and share that, by all means do that. To make a manageable level by a specific time, what would that mean for you? You got to dig deep in, you need to look in the mirror at that person who is looking back at you and make sure the answers that you are giving are honest answers, because you are doing it for yourself. You do not have to camouflage. You don't have to paint the best picture, because only you know where you are. Only you. So the result that you are looking for or working towards, it's just for you. You're not trying to impress anybody. You are not competing with the Joneses. You are doing it for yourself. So you dig deep in. And as you dig, it's like peeling the onion, one layer back at a time, because the deeper you dig in, the more stuff you are going to come up with. And some stuff are going to be positive and some will be negative. That's the reason why you need to be patient with yourself. And during this digging process, you need to be documenting the things that you are identifying. I encourage you to have two columns. One for the strength column, the others for the column that you need to improve on. Because I do not want you to trust things to memory, because you are going to want to be able to hold yourself accountable. And by writing them down and visiting them in your journal, that will help you to become accountable. As you identify the strengths as well as the areas that you need to improve, you want to ask yourself the question, what will it take for me to achieve these items? Am I going to need a coach to work with? Am I going to need a mentor? What do I need? The one thing I tell you, we all need someone to help us on this journey of success, because we cannot do it alone. So we need to partner, we need to collaborate, we need to do all of those things, and that will help us. So you will need to remove pride out of the way, because a lot of times what is hindering us on this success path is our pride and ego which gets into the way. And as you know, they say, we have not because we ask not. And a lot of times, others are seeing so much more potential in us than we are giving ourselves credit for. Now, when you identify the areas that need improvement, do not spend a lot of time on that beating yourself up, if I coulda, shoulda, did all of that. There is no need for that. Put majority of your energy on the areas that you are strong in and use those strengths to balance off the areas that needs improvement. I know for me, when I began this empowering journey, because success and empowerment is a journey, just like wealth is a journey. Nothing is going to happen over time. There are certain things that you need to have in priority order. For me, it is my spirituality, my family, my friends, the work that I do. I want to make sure whatever I do each and every day, that it gives me the opportunity to touch lives and to make a difference in someone else's life. I oftentimes speak with clients and other individuals, and they will say that, I have to know how much money I'm going to make. I have to know how much money I'm going to make. If I'm not going to make so much money and so much this and so much that, I am not going to be doing that. And I think when we look at things from that perspective, I think it blocks us and prevents us from really, really and truly experiencing the success in life that we are meant to experience. There are a lot of times when you're going to be spending late nights to just think about this, the journey of success that you're on. And you need to carve out some time and to prioritize the things that you need to do to move on to the success path. When you define your success, remember, it is an important thing. Success is a journey, as I mentioned not too long ago. It has numerous peaks. It also has deep valleys. And not one ultimate pinnacle there is. One success builds on another. Setbacks and mistakes will also help you to build success. As a matter of fact, those are known as lessons learned. But in order for you to understand about that, if you're going to look at them as catastrophes instead of lessons learned, then you will not embrace them for what they are. Oh, well, I want to welcome my colleague and friend and sister Donna Tyson to the chat. And Donna, I'm sorry I missed your show yesterday. I would have loved the opportunity to chime in, but I'm sure there will be other times for me to chime in. And I want to extend the same thing to you today. Today I do not have a guest on. Today is the day when I teach, and I'm teaching today on what's your definition of success. So feel free, my sister, if you want to chime in, you feel free to call in 646-915-8166 and give us your definition of success. So feel free. I'm flipping back between my switchboard and my chat room. So I look forward to hearing you online. I want to welcome guest 898 to the chat, and feel free to let us know what your definition of success is by calling 646-915-8166. Yes, so I was saying that success is a journey, like life is a journey. And you know that when you go on a journey, a vacation, a voyage, even if you decide that you're flying instead of driving, you know that there are times when you're sitting at the airport and your flight is delayed. There are times when you're even in the plane and you're on the tarmac because something happens. And it's the same way with our lives. Things is going to happen. And I'm here to tell you this morning that if nothing has happened to you yet, it's on its way. But however, when these things happen, do not see them as a catastrophe, as a disaster, but embrace them as lessons learned and use them to your advantage. Success journey, as I mentioned before, greeting my colleague in the chat, each success build, it's like a step. It's like a building with different stories, 3, 4, 5, 6. One little success, you put it on another, and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. And before you know it, you have a success as high as the Eiffel Tower, because you embrace each one. And one of the things I know we as individuals do is not to award ourselves when we have these little successes, but treat yourself to something. Buy a book, buy a CD, get a manicure, get a massage, go to lunch, go to tea. You know, do something for you that's special. Buy yourself flowers so you can say, well, this is what I am doing for me because of the success that I have accomplished. Each of us defines our success differently because we are unique, authentic individuals. And this is where a lot of our strength lies. When we know that we are authentically who we are, we were created that way for a reason, then we will stop focusing and competing with the Joneses. I am going to share from a section of my book in a few minutes. I remember back in 1968 when I went into nursing school, and the first class we had with one of my nursing teachers, he was a male teacher from England. And Mr. Davis shared something with us, and it has stuck with me all these years. And I saw it fit to include in my book when I did my book, Conversation and Success. And I also want to share those pointers with you this morning, and I'll be doing that in a few minutes. I know in our career, at a more junior level, you probably look around and you think, well, I'm not accomplishing much success. But our success can be defined by exceeding what we see right in front of us. You know, what your job requires. Carve out that little section that you want to look on. Don't look on the entire career and say, well, I'll never be. But look on this part right here. Is it customer service? Is it your telephone manners? What is it that you are doing here? Is the way you welcome the people or greet the people? One small spot. Look at that spot and see what it is that you are doing, and define your success there. your relationship with your boss, your relationship with your peers, dealing with other departments in the company. How do you see yourself succeeding there? And I do have a call, and I think this is my colleague and friend and sister, Donna Tyson. Donna, is this you, my sister?
It is, Miss Daphne. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What a blessing to have you calling in, because I know if there's one person who has so clearly defined her success, it's you.
You are wonderful. You are so sweet. Well, I wanted to share with you something. I'm loving your talk about success. And, you know, I think that our definition of success changes with the chapters of life that we go through.
Yes.
And, you know, for me personally, I was a type A driven, really looking for the world to give me reinforcement that I was a success through a title, through financial security, through a professional reputation as being the best. And I was willing to pay the price tag for that and fought very, very hard to get those worldly accolades, really believing the hype that I was in control. And you know, I loved getting the certificates of appreciation and the accolades and the trophies. And I had an entire wall in my office that I needed to look at to say, look, the world says that I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I entered a different chapter in my life where my walk became much more spiritually oriented. Mm-hmm. Where I started to understand that my purpose in life was based on God's design of who he had made me, and that the very gifts that I was trying to get worldly success through were really meant for me to use for his glory and to bring peace and joy and understanding to people, but pointing the way to him, not to me.
That's right.
And my definition of success changed. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is very much a definition now of knowing that I am in God's will and that I am the best Donna that God could want me to be. And so that has changed my definition.
Oh.
That doesn't mean that I don't want to be recognized for the professional things, but they have no meaning to me.
Exactly.
I don't want plaques, and I don't want trophies, and I don't need to have my name on a board of directors now. I want to be able to look in the mirror and know that my Lord is smiling back, mm-hmm. and knowing that I'm using the gifts that he's given me to make a difference mm-hmm. in the world and be his hands and feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the journey.
Yes, you know, Donna, if I had sent you that script to share this morning, it could not be more accurate. It was just this past Sunday, I had four girlfriends over, and we were sitting in the backyard, and I was sharing with them. And I think it was maybe about 5 years ago, another girlfriend looked me in the eye, and she said to me, you know, if you could go right now to anywhere in the world, I know God has the ability to place you, whether Jamaica or anywhere, and I would never see you again, I would still wake up every morning with you in my heart. Because
she said, her compliment.
She said, let me tell you something. I used to hear about faith. I used to read about it. But I didn't know what faith was until I met you.
I said
to the girls, I said, that's something money cannot buy.
I will always
hold that, Donna. And what you said, the plaques and the accolades and the citations, they don't mean anything. But when somebody says something like this to me, it means the world.
Absolutely. Well, I don't want to keep you the whole show, but I want to share with you a definition of success that is really my mantra in life. And for 23 years, as I travel the country speaking, this is what I close my seminars with. Mm-hmm. And it has as much meaning to me today as it did the first day I read it, and I've committed it to my heart and memory, and I'd love to share it with you. It is Ralph Waldo Emerson's definition of success.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, success is to laugh often and love much, mm-hmm. to win the respect of intelligent persons and the affection of children, to earn the approbation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to give of oneself, to leave the world a little bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or redeemed social conditions. To have played and laughed with enthusiasm and sung with exultation. To know even one life has breathed easier because you've lived. This is to have succeeded.
Yes. Donna, we spoke about plaques not too long and we said they don't mean anything. But some years back, I taught a parent leadership class at the Waterbury Hospital here in Connecticut.
Yes.
And it's a 20-week class. I did the first 10 weeks and somebody else did the second 10 weeks. And at the graduation, at the local graduation, they presented me with a plaque with that engraved on it.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm not surprised. You know, I think when we are on the same path.
I'm telling you.
That we would be amazed at the synchronicity of, you know, common bonds in that.
Yes,
but
yes.
I think that's the issue, exactly what you said, Daphne. If you have touched someone else's life, you live on. That's where your immortality stands. And there's
that's
no greater
right.
compliment that than that.
Right.
For someone
right.
to say, because you lived, my life is a little brighter. My outlook mm-hmm. is more positive. And for me personally, you know, I know who my Lord is because I'm
Amen.
Watching your life. And
that's
so
right.
You do that every day of your life, mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. so glad that God has allowed our paths to cross.
To cross, yes.
And I just wish you continued success, that you,
thank you.
Continue to have the revenues and God will expand your territory
thank
for you,
you
to continue to touch others' lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. And I'm sure we're going to be touching bases later on because I owe you a call.
Absolutely.
I'm supposed to call it. Stay blessed, my sister, and thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you for the great work you're
doing.
You are a success, Dr. Daphne.
Thank you. Before you go, tell people when your show is again and tell them how to tune in because they need to listen to you.
Well, I host the Rivers of Faith show every Tuesday morning from 11 to 12 on the Hear Women Talk radio. It's a live internet show. And the easiest way is to go to www.herewomentalk.com and you can click into the program live. If you forget that, you know, my name is Donna Tyson. You can go to www.drtyson.com and you can click on through my website.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for investing in the show this morning and for adding value.
Love you, Dr. Daphne.
Love you. Love you. Love you,
thanks
my sister.
Thanks for making a difference. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, that was my colleague and friend, Sister Donna Tyson out of Virginia. And as I promised, I wanted to share with you from my book, and that's some insights that Mr. John Davis, who was my one of my teachers at nursing school. And if you have my book, you know, I've been so bad. I have not even been promoting my book on the show. My book is called Conversation on Success, Candid, Exciting, Inspirational, and Entertaining. And if you have my book, it is on page 286. And success in my definition means when someone understands that their purpose in life, what their purpose in life is. And by the same means, being able to fulfill that purpose. Success is good health and great spiritual satisfaction. Success is being able to set your goals and also accomplish them. Success is in my definition, also points to a balanced life. Success is a healthy relationship with God, family, friends, and your community. Success to me is also serving others. Success is being able to start over as many times as the need arises. Success knows when to let go. Success is comparing your present accomplishment with your past accomplishments, not with the accomplishments of others. Success is leadership, being able to maximize your potential to its fullest. When I was in nursing school in 1968, my tutor was an English male nurse. His name was John Davis. In my first class with Mr. Davis, he gave us 12 rules for success, which has stuck with me over these many decades. These 12 rules helped me to support in my belief that to be successful, I only need to compete with me in uppercase. Here are the 12 rules that helped me. I pray you may find these rules helpful in your journey of success. Rule number one, as Mr. Davis puts it, and he gave us a little talk, and he say, as long as your focus is on these 12 rules, you will graduate nursing school. The first one is the value of time. The success of perseverance. The pleasure of working. The dignity of simplicity. The worth of character. The power of kindness. The influence of example, the obligation of duty, the wisdom of economy, the virtue of patience, the improvement of talent, and the joy of originating. I tell you, I keep applying these 12 rules to my life from the day that John Davis gave them to me at nursing school. And I tell you, it is so true. Once you have these 12 rules and you apply them to your life, you are on the right path. Because it shows you that your only competition is yourself. You heard Donna came on and share the awakening, if you may, or the aha moment when she realized all those things that she was so diligently seeking did not mean as much to her as when she found out what God had her here for. And I tell you, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is more refreshing than when you totally surrender yourself to the calling and the purpose that you were created for. I want to take a little break, housekeeping. I want to give you a date I want you to save. I want to let you know that on March the 22nd through the 25th, we will be hosting the Entrepreneurial Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. We are putting a call out for vendors. You can visit on us on Facebook. You will have the fan page there, Vision Weekend Conference. We want you to like our fan page. And very soon, we are really winding down now to confirm all our speakers. And in a couple of weeks, we should be ready to launch the new site with all the speakers. But I tell you, do we have a lineup for you? So that's a conference that you are not going to want to miss. So save the date, mark your calendar now, and then we will tell you more details in a few weeks.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, and I want to welcome guest 1001 to the chat. Feel free to share what your definition of success is. You can do so by calling in on the show 646-915-8166. And going back to our discussion for today, our teaching, what does success mean to you? How do you define success? You know, a lot of times people say it's a cliche to say that success is a journey, but it is. It is really a journey and not a destination, because when you start identifying and acknowledging your success, if you think you have arrived, you are sadly mistaken. You never arrive, especially when you are touching lives. You are working to make a difference in this world. You got to keep fresh. You got to keep investing in yourself, because unless you are taking in, you have nothing to put out. So you got to be on a creative journey as well to find out, how can I keep fresh? What knowledge can I get in? What can I get used to empower others? So don't you ever think that success is a destination. No, it is a journey that you keep traveling, keep traveling, keep traveling. And I like to look at it too, like the seasons of the year. Sometimes it's spring, sometimes it's summer, fall, winter. However, each of those seasons are beautiful. So it doesn't matter which season you are going through in your success journey. Just embrace it and acknowledge it for what it is. You know, I think it was Saturday. I was in the grocery store and a lady looked at me and she says, "Oh, it's a terrible hot day." And I smiled and she repeated it because she probably thought I did not hear what she said. So I smiled and I said to her, "Yes, it is a gorgeously warm day." And I said, "That's why we have the opportunity to dress comfortable for today's weather." But I said to her, "Do you know that there are so many people who went to bed last night and did not wake up this morning? And for that reason, they are not even able to have this conversation that you and I are having." And she looked at me very surprised. And she said, "You know something, you are right. You are so right." Because we get into a mode of complaining and we don't realize how blessed we are with what we have. And it's the same thing with our success. We need to highlight and pinpoint all the successes we have. And then we are going to say, "Oh my heavens, here we are saying that we are not successful. But once we take the time to write them down and document them, we realize how successful we are. I want to now kind of switch gears, and I want us to look at six areas that we can use to define our success. Six factors to consider as you are looking to define your success. And the first one is peace of mind. You know, I have heard many people said, oh, I don't want to be rich because rich people are miserable. No, I don't think that's true. I think the rich people that are miserable, they were miserable before they got rich. It was not the richness that make them miserable. So one of the first things I think we need to look on at, now, I think I have seven. I'm going to be able to do seven. Seven factors to look at. So I want you to look at peace of mind for the first time. For the first one. What does peace of mind mean to you? Can anyone truly consider themselves successful if they are lacking in this particular thing? If you are confused, if you are depressed, if you're anxious, can you truly consider yourself successful? People around the world are constantly seeking for peace of mind. People travel here, they travel there, they go to this thing, they go to that thing, and they can never find peace of mind. Peace of mind is freedom from fear. Peace of mind is freedom from worry. Peace of mind is freedom from anger. Peace of mind presents you with a guilt-free life. Peace of mind allows you not to be pointing finger and saying it is somebody else's fault. Peace of mind allows you to take and embrace the responsibility for what is happening. I think peace of mind, some people tend to want to try and find that through alcohol. You know, some people even get sexually involved. Some people do it with drugs. Some people do it with stuff. All the other stuff, different toys, different things. But ask yourself the question, is that really giving me peace of mind? Only you can answer. And I'm not pointing out these things to be judgmental to anyone, but I am pointing it out so that you can be clear when you begin to define your success. There are some people who go seeking and they get involved in all kind of unlawful, illegal things because I'm looking for happiness. I need some peace. No, that is not going to give you the peace. I'll tell you, for me, the one thing that brings me comfort and peace of mind and keeps me grounded and solid is the number two factor that I want to speak about this morning, and it is the factor of spirituality. Not religion. I grew up religious in Jamaica. I was born and raised a Moravian. So I went to church every Sunday. I go to Sunday school, stay for big service. However, I did not have a true understanding of what it meant to be spiritually involved and to have a relationship. And I must tell you, I can't always say that I had a lot of peace at that time, peace of mind, because there were a lot of man-made rules that was going on. And I know that when I grew into understanding the true relationship about spirituality, now religion has no place in my life. I realize that wherever I go, I'm the church. Yes, the fellowship is great and all of that, but everywhere I go, I now know that I am the church and I need to make a difference in other people's lives. So even when I was going through my divorce and when I had the 5 miscarriages that I had prior to giving birth to my son, Javonte, the one thing that brought me peace of mind was my spirituality, my faith. I understood what it meant to just reach out. And I want to tell you, to try the same thing, because sex is not going to give it to you. Drugs is not going to give it to you. Alcohol is not going to give it to you. All the material things that you keep investing in, the stuff, it is really not going to be bringing you the peace of mind. But when you find a spiritual foundation and a solid, solid spiritual life, that will help to bring you the peace of mind that you truly deserve. Number 3, I want to look on health and energy. As you're on the path here defining success, I know you have heard me mention on a couple of segments of my show. I think it was last year, yes, it was 2010. When I got a health scare, I went to the doctors and my blood pressure was 220 over 110. I was overweight. My diabetes was up. And I said to myself, no, I don't want to go out like this. So I began working on accomplishing health. It is 3 weeks ago that I begin to work on the energy part of me by I began to ride in a bicycle. I did not know how to ride a bicycle as a child. And I bought a bicycle and I went in the park and I began to ride. I taught myself to ride. I'm 63 years old. And riding a bicycle for the first time. And I'm doing this because I want to experience health and energy in my life. People look at me now and they say, oh, you have lost so much weight. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I've lost the weight. And I'm thankful that God has given me a second chance to work on my success in my health area. I eat drastically different now. You know, I grill my vegetables. I don't have to have any meat. You know, I put my sweet potato on the grill with some olive oil and cinnamon. And I'm just having a good time working on my health. Success without health and the energy to enjoy life isn't success at all. It's just a shell of what it could be. Many people that are financially successful in the world's eyes spend their fortunes in desperate attempt to gain their health and to stay youthful and vibrant. Any success without health and energy is like a high-performance car without gasoline in its tank. As they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle. And that is so true. You know, it is so true. There are people in this world that is medicating themselves to stay happy and excited. No, we do not need to do all those things. And in order to experience the wealth of the success that we deserve, this is why I'm spending time to go through these with you. Number four, in the factors of to consider defining your success is loving relationships. Well, you all know, and I know I will be speaking about this for a long time. You all know back in April, I lost my friend, my lifelong friend. And, you know, rekindling our relationship just a mere 3.5 months before he passed taught me the importance of investing in relationship and keeping relationship pure. I tell you, loving relationships are vital to our success. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many mansions you have. If you do not have people that you enjoy being around, you are not experiencing loving relationships. We must have people we need to be around. I know at church, we have a group called Sisters in the Spirit where there's six of us. And do we enjoy each other? We enjoy each other so much. I tell you, this past week, one of our sisters graduated and she is now a certified massage therapist. And you will be hearing her on the show in a few weeks because I want to have her on to talk about this drastic invention that she has made. So, loving relationships is important. With friends, it doesn't need to be intimate relationships, but all of us need confidants. All of us need friends. All of us need people who just appreciate us for who we are. And part of this success journey is to make sure we have those people in our lives and that we can call them when we are ready. And we can say, well, this is what we are going through, that we are what we are going through, and they will not judge you, but they will just support you for what you're doing. Remember, success without sharing it with someone is not success at all. The next area I want to look on, which is an area that majority of us continue to strive for, is financial freedom. And with financial freedom comes a debt-free life. Debt-free life. So, what are we doing in our lives to experience financial freedom? Each of us will answer this question differently. Do we have to be rich and wealthy to be experiencing financial freedom? Does it mean that we own several homes? We are paying a mortgage versus a rent? What does financial freedom mean for you? each and every one have our own definition. For some people, it will be $50. For some, 50,000, 5 million, 50 trillion. What does it mean for you? Ask yourself the question. And when you identify that financial freedom, then you can continue to work in towards it. And I know that based on all the books and classes and everything that I have took, I know that financial freedom to each of us means something different. But I know the sooner that we can identify and embrace financial freedom, it will be the closer that we are towards wealth. So once we identify what financial freedom means, then we will be on our way to becoming wealthy. And yes, all of us deserve to be wealthy. Because you know one thing I've found out in God's kingdom, that there is no lack. There is no bad economy in God's kingdom. There is enough. I heard Simon T. Bailey said the other day that people are here in America complaining about bad economy, and yet everybody from everywhere else is coming and just buying up America. So we need to prioritize what it is that we want. We need to prioritize what does financial freedom mean for us. Write it down. Set our goals. And this one is for me too, not just for you, the listeners, for me. I need to do the same thing. In order to be sure, many people think of finances when they visualize success, that it is a major component of their culture. But the purposes of defining success is talking about feeling of freedom, that deep sign that everything is okay. You're not worrying, your bills is not behind, you have money for the children education, you pay up your bills, you can help your relatives, your family, your community, the nonprofit organizations that you are passionate about. You can put away something for later on. You give back your tithes and you give some offering. You're helping some children somewhere in the world to make sure that they are not malnourished. The next area to look on, which is number six, is worthy goals. Many people have financial freedom as their top goal. But once you have that big pile of dough, then what? That's why you constantly see millionaires and billionaires getting involved in some type of business venture or philanthropy. Many people misinterpret their cashing in as greed. But for someone who is already financially rich, it is the chase that they love. Money is desperately. Money is just what that way that they keep score. Humans need to be chasing something. We desperately want to improve ourselves or someone or something. It's just human nature. Either we move or we die. And as they say, use it or lose it. And I'm not sure who is the author of that one. I found it on somewhere. And that part, that quote that I just gave you there on the worthy goals, that is so true, because a lot of times is that people are saying that they do not like people who are rich and they don't want to be rich. But I think that people are saying that because they don't have it. But if they see wealth and financial freedom in a positive way, then they won't have to be grudging those people who are experiencing wealth. And we have a call. Caller, your last four digits are 6143. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller.
My name's Dorothy, and I'm calling from Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Dorothy. How are you? Hello, how are you? You are on live.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I had you on my speaker in my car, and I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I'm saying welcome. You are on live, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here. Great show. Enjoying it. Thank you.
Thank you. How would you like to define your definition of success?
Oh, everything.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
please.
You're
saying what the success means to me?
Yes.
Success means to me, a lot of mine is definitely spiritual, but I believe when you have total wholeness, spiritual, physical, and financial, which should help mentally,
yes.
Then to me that's the definition of total of success.
That's right, because I don't know whether or not you were on and when Donna Tyson called in, and she shared about when she was in the corporate world and all the things she was chasing, and all of a sudden she realized that those things did not mean anything to her until she found out why God created her to be. And now she has such joy and peace and content.
Yeah, good.
You know, so I want to encourage you, Dorothy, when you get to your computer, to mark the show favorite and be a friend, be a follower. Are you on Twitter as well?
I believe I am on your as a follower. That's why it hit me on my email. I just sometimes in different meetings and not get the time.
Okay.
I'm actually in the car, and I just got out of a meeting. But I have you on my favorites with my program, and I'm actually Pastor Dorothy. But,
okay.
So I do follow you when I get a chance, but I have you there so I can.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But I listen to
thank
the archives
you.
When I miss
yes.
it.
Yes, thank you so much. And please spread the word. I look forward to talking with you again and finding out what mission you're on and what you're involved in. And let's see how I can add value. I'm looking to be down there in your neck of the woods at the end of the month.
Okay.
All right. So you have a
thank
blessed
you.
Day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, that was someone that's, she's listening on her smartphone. That's so wonderful, because a lot of times I see that people are checking in on the smartphones and everything like that. And it's just a blessing to know that you can be driving around and still listening to your favorite show. So I feel blessed that I have a listener all the way from Florida who was listening on my show. And as she says, a majority of her success, as she defined it, is spiritual. And I know as women, as we look over history, yes, there are some strong spiritual men too. But I think as women, whatever we want, we know to fall on our knees and just go in prayer. We know when everything around us is just falling apart, we know that we are going to go on our knees And that's the one thing that we can depend on. So I want to take a commercial break again and just let you know where you can tap in with me.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and again, I want to ask you to please mark, archive, mark the date, for March the 22nd through the 25th, when we will be doing the entrepreneurial conference in New York, March the 22nd through the 25th. And I tell you, we are going to rock the city. We have a powerful lineup. I tell you something, I just I'm in negotiation with a top entertainer who wants to be there to just strut his stuff, and it is just going to be a powerful, powerful conference there in New York City. So we just look forward to having you there. So I want to continue with this. I went over peace of mind. I went over spirituality, went over health and energy. We went over loving relationships. We spoke about financial freedom. We mentioned about worthy goals. But I want to go back a little on the goals there, because there are a lot of times people really and truly don't know where they need to go. They don't understand about what goals it is. They keep looking on what somebody else is doing. And I'm not saying not to admire other people, but you must define your own path. I'm here telling you on this radio this morning, if I was not focusing on my goals and my purpose and my calling, I would not be on this radio show talking to you this morning, because everybody wants to tell me, oh, you have a Jamaican accent, you can't be a speaker, you can't do this. That's not what God told me. God told me, you can do anything, girl, that I want you to be. And I will go any place with this Jamaican accent and do what God wants me to do. So know what your goals are in life, what it is you want. What were you called to do? Do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise, because you were created for greatness. So it doesn't matter whether you have a lisp or you stutter or whatever it is. You just step out from behind that fear and step out and do what it is that you are called to do. Write your goals down. Know that they are not just goals that's easy to reach. Set goals that you need to be stretching a little. And once you accomplish it, you feel worthy of the cause that you have accomplished the goal, and you go out and reward yourself. Don't just keep your eyes on the dollar bill. Look and see, what difference can I make in someone's life? There's this child that needs this. Can I just visit a senior citizen home? Can I just read for them? Can I just bring a smile on their face today? What it is? Can I just give somebody a handshake? How are you doing today? What it is? It cannot all be about the money. Now, as we talk about the seven factors to consider while defining your success, it is very important to look on the area of personal satisfaction. Personal satisfaction, personal fulfillment. Because unless you are satisfied with what you are doing, unless you are feeling fulfilled about what you are doing, you are not going to make it. So you must have a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. You know, I think it's Maslow. He called this step self-actualization. And I think it was some months ago I actually spoke on that self-actualization. Because when you have a sense of self-actualization, you wake up every day with a pep in your step. You wake up, you're excited that the sun rise, and you're excited that, yes, today I have another opportunity to go out and make a difference. Today, I can go out there and put a smile on somebody's face. You know, this past weekend I was at the Cancer Society fundraiser in New York City. And I interviewed a little 8-year-old young woman. Her name is Faith. Her name is Faith Jackson. Faith is the Miss Princess USA. And brace yourself, Faith is only 8 years old. But you know something? I want to read what the cover letter that this little girl wrote. I want to read it for you. And you will understand when I talk about personal satisfaction and fulfillment. This is what the little 8-year-old girl letter says. Dear Sir, Madam, I am a bright and talented 8-year-old who enjoys modeling, acting, pageantry, singing, dancing, and making friends. I love putting smiles on other people's faces. 8 years old, guys. I am currently Miss New York Princess Queen, Miss New York Cover Girl, National Cover Miss Princess. I have 3 years experience in pageantry, casual wear model, which I won 2 years in a row. I also have experience in fashion shoots. I do ballet, hip hop, jazz, and a little of other dances such as modern folk, swing, and ballroom. 8 years old, guys. I recently obtained a new title, Miss USA Ambassador. I have a great personality. I am high-spirited, who has an eye for fashion. I have done hours of community involvement. I was the team leader in raising money for the 2011 AIDS Walk. I am currently enrolled in Explorer Talent. I have auditioned with Wilhelmina Modeling Agency. My sporting activities are soccer, tennis, baseball, and volleyball. I volunteer at local pantry on weekends to feed the less fortunate. My goal is to be the best I can be. Now, I saw it very fit to share that with you because that's coming from an 8-year-old child. How many of us, when we are asked to define our goals, write a statement about our personal satisfaction and fulfillment, or our self-actualization. How many of us could have crafted a letter like that? How many of us? And I think each and every one of us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can learn from even an 11-year-old. I mean, an 8-year-old. I'm saying 11 because there was another 11-year-old model there as well. But how many of us? And it is important that we understand what it is about self-actualization that we can design that will help us to impact the lives of others. As you know, that our self-actualization is the concept of being all that you can be. You heard Faith mention her goal and her focus is to be the best that she can be. Of feeling like you matter and that you are making a difference. That's the bottom line, guys. Because if we wake up every day and we are only about self and we are not doing or making a difference, our life is not worth anything. However, when you wake up every day and you say, well, whose life can I make a difference in today? That means something. Can you go out and you make the difference in one person's life? And then, after you accomplish that one, you realize how easy it is to find one more person. And you keep making a difference, making a difference. This gives you the feeling that you aren't just going through the motion for no reason. What you do and what you are is of vital importance. All of us need to understand why we are and to whom we belong. And when we have clarity on those areas, then we understand the importance of how we perform our actions each day. If we have the first five components, but we feel unfulfilled and useless, then we won't enjoy life. If we look at spirituality and said, no, I don't want to do anything with those religious folks, then you're going to be missing out on life as well. And you will not be able to design your definition of success. And you will not be able to measure your success journey. As I look over on my success journey, not all of my endeavors will be incorporated in these seven components that I have shared with you each day. However, I keep constantly focusing and constantly renewing all these areas of my life. And things keep getting better. The journey becomes better. Each and every one of these seven areas that I have shared with you, peace of mind, health and energy, spirituality, loving relationships, financial freedom, worthy goals, self-personal satisfaction. Each and every one of these are important to our lives. All seven of these components are areas that are deserving to be placed inside of your goals as you write your goals down or as you design your definition of success. Do not allow money to manipulate who you are or who you will become. Money is important in our lives, but it is not the end all to what we do. I have found out that prioritizing my life by putting my spiritual life first, everything else falls into place. And I'm not talking about me being a holy roller or anything like that, but just knowing to whom I belong and for whom I was created and for what reason. It is such a rewarding way to live my life. Let us look on the money factor. Money allows us a form of security that we want to use to do the things that we want to do. You know, being on this radio show, it takes some money to do. You need different equipments and things like that. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying, that money is not important. Yes, it is. I don't want you to use it to manipulate what you do. And the one thing I know, like I know my name, is once you concentrate and focus on your calling and purpose, is that you will be okay. You'll find out that things are happening for you. People are investing in what you're doing. And you are not going to be missing out on anything. So just keep things in the right order and the right perspective. Money represents the security that we know we can have a roof over our head, means of transportation, food and nutrition to look after our families, pay our bills, have nice clothes to wear. Money gives us the security to do that. Money also gives us the ability to eat healthy. You know, a lot of people are thinking on alternative ways of eating, being vegetarian, being a vegan and all of that. Having money allow us to do those things. A lot of time people say, I don't want to eat organic. I don't want to do this because it's expensive. But when you have the financial security, you can afford to do that. Now, the relationships that improve with enough money, many arguments will also involve money. I was in a conversation the other day, and because there was some turmoil that was going on in that relationship, one of the spouses works and the other doesn't. And there was a conversation that one spouse didn't want to put any money out to cover any bills for the other spouse. And it just didn't make sense. So a lot of times you have to ask, where is this coming from? Are you going to allow finances, money, to get into the way of your relationship? Money represents some freedom, but it also represents some manipulation to and hostage and hold you hostage. Because I think the argument I just shared with you, and I was kind of hesitant to share it. I don't want them to be listening and think I'm talking about their stuff on the show. But I think that scenario that I just share with you and that example I just share with you was not presenting any kind of freedom in the other spouse's point of view. No, it was being used as a hostage to hold them into a situation. And we need to be careful like that. And that's why a lot of people tend to say that money is evil. But money is not evil. The people who have it are the ones that evil and what the things that they are doing with it. You know, once we have the freedom, the financial freedom in our lives, we can talk about where are some places we want to go on vacation, what kind of a vacation we want to go on. Are we going to be going in a trailer? Are we going to be going on a cruise ship? Oh, I love cruise ship. I still think that cruise ships are the best vacations ever because we have everything under one cover. You know, you eat as much as you want to eat. You entertain as much. And I mean, cruises are some of the best vacations. So, with financial freedom, as part of our success, we can enjoy those type of a vacation. The other thing I know that success with finances can do for us is allow for us to bless the lives of others. I know that people in the spiritual arena, you oftentimes hear them talk about they want to seed into your ministry. And there comes a time when with financial success, it allows you to seed into the lives of other people. And I have a caller, and I'm going to go to the caller. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 1980. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Yes, hello.
My name is Musa.
Hi, Musa. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Mama. And God bless you for what you're doing. What you're doing right there is success. Right there, what you're doing is success. Because you're not doing it from a financial state, but you're doing it from your own gifts within yourself, and you're giving it out to the community and to the world.
Thank you, Musa. Thank you so, so, so very much. It sounds to me like you're my countryman, too.
I'm originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa.
Oh, why you sound like Jamaican, man?
Oh, well, as you know, the history... those who wanted to be free from Jamaica had to tell the so-called slave masters that they wanted to go back home to Africa, and Sierra Leone was the place where they settled, and their
All
name
right.
is Freetown. And we
Wonderful.
Speak the patois. We speak the patois just like you guys. You see,
Man,
we speak the Creole. Actually,
I'm telling
we speak the Creole.
You. Listen, we going to have to connect, man. It look like I have to go to Sierra Leone. Never been there, my brother.
Yeah, man, you must come down there the same way when y'all speak it in Jamaica, the same thing.
Oh,
nothing,
my heaven.
Nothing different, Mama.
Nothing different.
Thing.
You sound just like Jamaican. So, Musa, how you define success for yourself?
Well, I define success for myself. On a spiritual level, it's able to go deep within your own self, your own gift that the Creator has given you, and bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And by you bringing it out to your brothers and sisters in the society, you're able to share it in many ways. Some
yes.
ways it can be financial ways. Some
yes.
ways it can be giving a helping hand to somebody. Some
yes.
ways it can be a words of wisdom to somebody
yes.
who's in need. Some
yes.
way it can be returning something that you find that somebody needs, a
Lost.
Cell phone.
Yes.
Many different ways of saying good morning to somebody when they're walking by you on the street.
That's right. Because, you know, that right there, Musa, that right there is powerful. Because you know something, in our culture, mm-hmm. we wake up and we walking down the road like you know how it is. A lot of, we never have cars, man. And
exactly.
we walking. And we call it, hey, Mas Ferdy, how you do? Barefoot
mm-hmm.
with a walk on the gravel. Miss Gretel, how you doing? And,
uh-huh.
and now we come into a society where you live next door to somebody for 30 years
mm-hmm.
and you never say hello to them.
Only when there is a blackout, there's no electricity, when everybody
mm-hmm.
come outside, that's when they realize they have their own brothers and sisters next door that they never
that's
knew.
Right. That's right. That's
go
right.
Go on, Mama. Yes, exactly.
That's right. That's what we are talking about now. Because you know something, Musa? We need to go back to basics.
Yes.
Until we go back to basics, things is going to remain messed up in the world.
I see. Amen.
People got to go back to basic and know that it takes the village to raise a child.
Amen.
What I have, when I have a half a glass of water, me can give you a sip off of that. If
exactly.
I have one orange, I can cut that orange. I remember, Musa, growing up in Jamaica, when my father would butcher a pig and the other neighbor would butcher a goat, what them do? Them shear meat.
Exactly. We know monetary involved.
That's right. No monetary involved. When they sell a cow to the butcher, that butcher give them back a quarter of the cow meat and they pay them for three quarter. And
amen.
they share up that quarter to all the people in the district that quarter can reach. Now people is not even saying hello to each other.
The simplest thing, hello, open your mouth. You wake up, the Creator has given you the energy to go on. Not, Mama, many people didn't get to see today.
That's right. You know something,
we get to see today. What a blessed day. What else more do we need?
You can
make somebody's day by recognizing them, that God is within them and saying, good morning, Mama. Good morning, sir.
That's
good
right.
morning. How you doing?
It don't matter the color of your skin. It don't matter
not
what
at all.
You sound
oh, no.
like. Because we are people. You know, this Saturday, I was in the grocery store, Musa, and this
mm-hmm.
lady looked at me. We were over by the bread aisle. And she looked at me and she said, oh, what a terrible hot day it was. And I smile at her and I think she think I didn't know what she said. And
mm-hmm.
she repeated it. And I look at her and I said, you know something? It's a beautifully, gorgeously warm day. And I said, the wonderful thing about it is that we can just dress for the weather. Because I said, you know something?
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we are standing here in Stop and Shop talking today. I said, you know how many people got to bed and didn't wake up?
Amen.
And
exactly.
her eyes pop open.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you are absolutely right. And I put my roll in my cart and I said to her, well, now you go out and you enjoy this beautifully warm day because I'm going to do the same. And she said, thank you for that.
Uh-huh. Right there, that's success. You have just shared
exactly.
your wealth.
Exactly.
You have just shared your wealth. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Well, listen, tell me a little something about you. What do you do?
What do I do, Mama?
Uh-huh.
What do I do? In terms of
vocation, work, whatever. Tell me a little bit about you. Are you on Facebook?
Oh, no, I'm not on Facebook, Mama. I'm not on Facebook. I refer to it as Facebook. Well, right now, due to the war in Sierra Leone, I got my own charity because a lot of people, their hands were cut off, foot were cut off, a lot of
mm-hmm.
children in shelter back home in Sierra Leone. So we're trying to help them out in terms of our prayers. So
okay,
what I do, I collect. Pardon me?
Listen 1 minute. I need you to send me, I need you to connect with me by email or something.
All right, let me
no,
just
no,
get
because, yeah. Oh, you know something? No, it's all right. I'm going to write this phone number you're calling from is where I can call you back?
I'm calling off a phone card, but I'll give
you
my house number. Yes, I'm calling off a phone card, Mama, but get this number down.
Okay, go ahead. Yes. Give me the number.
416.
416.
255.
255.
3119.
3119. The reason I'm asking.
255-3119.
Hold on. Go ahead again.
416.
Yeah.
255-3119.
I wrote it down already.
Beautiful. Yes, Mama. Now the spirit has linked it up, you know.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the work you're doing, I would like to have you on a Sunday show to talk about what's going on in Sierra Leone.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And to see how we can write that too.
Mm-hmm.
The number you can call me on if you want to call with calling card or something too is 860
9838.
Yes, because I want to talk to you. This Sunday coming, I could put you on the show to talk about what's going on in Sierra Leone, and let's see how we can add value to what's going on down there and what we can do.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You
and
know,
for all those who are listening, it doesn't have to be a monetary thing. It could be a Bible. It can be a spiritual book. It can be anything to uplift the spiritual nature up.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mama.
We're going to connect and we're going to see her because God don't make no mistake.
It's not a mistake that you're calling in. Exactly. Everything is perfect. That's why for those individuals, before I go, Mama, my minute is passing out. Now, for those individuals who think that they're not significant in God's creation, you're just fooling yourself because it's like a puzzle. If a little piece of that puzzle is missing, regardless how beautiful that puzzle is, there's still one piece missing for not completing the whole puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
If Mother Earth did not need you here, he won't bring you here.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of us, regardless of what you're going through, Mother Earth needs you. That's why you are here. There's a purpose for you.
And that Musa, is it M-O-S-A?
M-U-S-A. But whatever the spirits allow you to spell it, that's fine.
Okay,
I go with M-U-S-A.
All right. I will be talking to you. And thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much, Mama. You can have a closing word. You, pardon me?
You can have a closing word, and I will talk to you off air when I'm finished with the show.
Beautiful. Okay, I'll have a closing word. Basically, Sierra Leone, for all the Sierra Leoneans and those who are from the west coast of Africa and those who also that are deep within their own spiritual nature, God nature, that they sympathize with whatever that's going on throughout the world. Prayers can help, not just Sierra Leone, but other parts of the world, the West Indies, South America, everywhere where tragedy is going on. Prayers can help. Prayers, anything else that you could contribute, just a positive energy you can send out to anywhere in the world where tragedy is going on, it really helps. And life is not what we have, but it's what we give.
Mm-hmm,
you see?
Mm-hmm.
So
let's just
give what we have. And that comes from within.
Yes,
and continue to do what you're doing. God bless you, Mama. Continue to listen to your higher self. You know
what time
it is.
Yes,
so we'll
thank
talk
you.
More.
Thank
God,
you.
Here?
Thank you.
Look, Mom. You got Mrs. Dr.
All
Christ.
Right.
Look, God.
Okay, all right.
God bless you. All right.
Mm. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing for that brother to be calling in from Canada, you know. I just want to thank God for allowing him to do that at this time. At this time when, you know, I didn't even know that part of our Jamaican history, that the people that left Jamaica went to Sierra Leone. I didn't know that. I'm thinking, why does he sound like me? And I thank God for that opportunity. And later on, in the weeks ahead, you will know why I am so thankful that he called on, because this is a blessing. This is a blessing. This is indeed a blessing. And I'm going to call him. I want to get him on the show on Sunday to talk about that and to talk about how how this show can help him and how we can do all of that stuff. So it's amazing. We were talking about self-actualization. I mean, you know, we talk about the finances. You heard him call in Musa and talk about his spirituality and all of that. We mentioned about self-actualization. This is what we're talking about. This is what we are talking about from that conversation, that exchange of information that I just had with Musa. You know, for some people, they might be thinking of they want to go back to school and finish a degree. You can do whatever you want to do. It is never too late. Never too late. I have done it. And you can do the very same. So you can find out what will give you the satisfaction that you want. Go out there. You will not always get the approval of everyone. However, still step out there and define and carve your own success and definition. You want health? Go out there and work on it. You want relationships? Go out and work on it. You want financial freedom? Go out and seek after it. And make sure that you know they say, give to Caesar what is Caesar. You do your tithes and offering. You touch the lives of somebody else. And I am sure God called him because this is going to give us an opportunity to help the people in Sierra Leone from what he's saying here. And it is going to be such a blessing. You know, what it is that you want out of life. It is never too late. Never too late. Define your success. Know that it's a journey. Nothing is happening overnight. Demonstrate perseverance. Be tolerant of yourself. Know like you know your name, that once you start working on defining your success, that the pressure is going to come on. It's like the heat, guys. The heat is going to turn up. The heat is going to turn up. So I want for you to just know what it is about. What does success mean for you? Only for you, not for me. Not for any of the callers you heard here on the show this morning, but for you. What would it mean for you to be experiencing your highest good? What it is that you want, only you know that. And it behooves you to take the time to sit down and ask your Creator to give you clarity. We have not because we ask not. And I tell you, once you have identified what success means for you and you have it down packed, you are now walking and tasting and demonstrating your success. I want you to call me here on the show. Share with me. And let me know what this segment of this show has done for you. I thank you so much for always tuning in. Again, I want to encourage you to save the date for March the 22nd through the 25th in New York City. And it is going to be a powerful conference. I want to see you there. So mark it. Visit us on Facebook and mark our fan page. It's the Vision Weekend Conference. And again, if you are in Connecticut or New York and you're listening to this and it is in August of 2011, we are still looking for a few host families to help us with some amazing French kids. They are just so full of energy and eager to learn. And I am just looking for some host families to help us out with them. We have four wonderful young men that I'm looking for. Ages of eight. One is 18 and three. No, five. 18, 17, 17, 17, and 16. So if you can help me there, I want you to give me a call or send me a message on the show site or call me at 860-355-9838. And again, it was a blessing today for this show. I'm so excited that God gave me the opportunity to once again serve you. I want you to follow your destiny.
Mighty God. great God. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change